Hello, everybody. My name is Atticus.
And my name is Hope.
And you are now watching
The White Refrigerator. Welcome back, y'all.
Right. All right. Thank you, everybody, for coming back. Where we're keeping you fresh in a world of mess.
And helping us feel better together because Lord knows we need it.
Especially, I ain't gonna say on days like today. In times like these times.
In these interesting times.
In these interesting times, we need it. But friend, how you feeling? What's going on?
You's a messy bitch. this week for me has been pretty cool. Just, you know, I'm feeling a little bit better at work things. You know, we kind of both mutually agree not to really talk about work, but work is unfortunately a big part of what we do because we have to work to survive. Mm-hmm. So you want to make sure that you're not spending your 8 hours or how many ever hours a day, miserable and hating your life. So I definitely feel a little bit better with the way things are going. Like I'm starting to pick up speed. I'm starting to see accuracy and efficiency at the same time, and I'm like, okay, it's
that's
coming.
Beautiful.
It's coming. Right. I'm starting to get where I need to be. Not quite there yet. Still feel like I have a ways to go, but I'm starting to see the light now. So that's pretty nice.
And they tell you it takes time, right? Like, you're gonna fuck up. It's gonna take time, and you're gonna fuck up.
The crazy thing is, in my position, they tell you this to learn this position fully could take 8 months to a year, which is crazy. Mm-hmm. So, and I'm not even there yet. I'm just tipping over month five, I think. So yeah, but it's starting to come around. Home is pretty good. Everybody's doing well. No complaints there really. I'm just kind of in chill mode. I'm trying to get myself back into a place where I can focus on things a little more. I know I posed a question a couple of weeks ago that I forgot to revisit last week, but I can tell you the answer to that question is that no, I have not really done anything to really push myself creatively. And I think now my mind is starting to like latch on to that. Like, okay, Hope, you could be doing a little bit more. So we'll see how things go. I'm starting to feel it again to where it's like, okay, maybe I could give it just a little bit more. Let's see what happens. Right. So yeah, that's pretty much it. As far as TV, nothing really new. Watching the same stuff. I have on my list of things to do, to start Severance and Paradise. I think Paradise, excuse me, I think it just finished.
That show on
Netflix too.
Which one?
The one we're talking about. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. That's on this too. Cause I'm going on vacation soon. So I'm just going to chill, paint, maybe go do some photography, binge watch some stuff. I'm just going to actually remember I'm a regular human being again and not wear myself into the mud.
Touch grass,
friend. As far as music goes, I've come up on a couple of things. This lady by the name, and I hope I say this correct. If I don't, I do apologize. Galdive, G-A-L-D-I-V-E. She makes alternative R&B, and they call it Indonesian R&B. I was pleasantly surprised. Right up my alley of things. Another guy by the name of Noah Guy, N-O-A-H-G-U-Y. But he's got a song called Falling in Place. Really pretty song. It's been an R&B week for me for sure. And then Speechless by a gentleman by the name of Wesley Franklin, all together. I am starting to dive back into some of his stuff as well because I love Speechless. So yeah, it's just been an R&B week for me. Like I said, very chill, very lax. So yeah, that's my week in a nutshell. What about you, Fran?
The week has been pretty chill. There's not a whole lot new going on. Just trying to keep myself a little bit motivated. When it comes to that question you asked, I haven't pushed myself a whole lot creatively, 'cause I don't for some reason I haven't really been in a super creative space. And that's okay if it's not there. But I have been doing like a little bit of studying every day, trying to move the needle. We're trying to be in a different place next year than we are right now. My obsession this week, and I say obsession because I feel like I need help for it. I do seem to attach to a person, and like we were talking last night, attach to a person, and you just go and start deep diving all their stuff. You mentioned Bryn Joy last week. When I tell you Sunset Black has been on repeat since then,
The album is so good. It's
yes, and
so good.
it's so good. The thing I'd like to say about him is he's not traditional in any way. He's literally everything. The man is singing. He is singing down, and it's not what you're going to necessarily consider to be traditional sounding R&B. Some of it sounds real like folksy. Some of it is real alternative. Some of it is really, it has like a pop sound. All of it. If you listen to Sunset Black, Policeman, and I would say Shiver are probably my two favorite songs off of the whole project, but I actually love every song on the project. So thank you again for putting me on to him. When it comes to music as well, there's a new Sexy Red song out called Hoochie Coochie. I think I'm actually becoming a fan of Sexy Red and her ridiculousness, because this is like when the first song first comes on, all you hoochie coochie, hoochie coochie. I was like, oh, okay, this is what we do. It's hilarious. It doesn't take itself serious. It's a stupid fun song, but I like it a lot.
She makes great fun music.
She makes great fun music. Have I been watching anything on TV? Nope, not really, except for Housewives. They getting into it. I didn't think I was gonna like it because Candy gone. They shaping up this season. This season is shaping up to be wonderful. So yeah, that's pretty much all I had going on this week.
I was gonna say who of the OGs is left, but then I had to yawn. That was rude.
None of them. To,
Kenya?
well,
Well, no, they said they kicked Kenya off.
Kenya ain't on the rest of. Last week was her last episode. She did exactly what they said she did, which was crazy. That
Oh.
was crazy.
Yeah, that was
But,
funny.
whatever. Everybody's gone. Portia left and came back, so I guess she wouldn't really be considered an OG. She's been there since season six,
Yeah.
I think, and they're on what, 16? So I guess you could consider her an
That's
OG.
crazy.
Yeah, but everybody else, the rest of the cast is pretty fresh, new. Shamia's there. She's been a friend of the show for a long, long time, so she's been around. She just wasn't a main cast member. But that's all. That's all. They doing it though. They doing a lot better than I thought it was gonna do. I also love that for me because it feeds your messiness. That's why we watch those shows. So you can be messy on the show and not be messy in real life.
Sure, Fran, you sure you ain't a little messy in real life?
I might be a little
Messy.
bit messy in real life.
I can't say nothing because I am. I told that. Listen, we was not joking. What was it? We egg each other on to do dumb shit. So it's like,
We do.
do
It's playfully messy.
it.
Playfully messy.
I feel like if common sense had to come in, though, we'd be like, all right. All
Yeah.
right.
This ain't. We'll be telling each other to do real life stuff most of the time.
Facts. Facts. Top Shelf is a small but mighty one this week. So I want to start with just a what I'm going to deem a quick one, because I'm not going to waste too much breath on this one. Candace Owens and her backtracking and trying to rebrand and whatever this, whatever this is that she's trying to do. Sis, here's what I'm going to say. What I will say is one of Mia Atticus' favorite sayings, play stupid games, win stupid prizes. I don't know, and it's a lot of like main media people of his like flipping and like flipping script and head now. And I'm just so genuinely confused at what people were missing. I don't understand what y'all were missing, especially considering that some of y'all call yourself intellects. Like, I don't understand. And for her, she ran this big smear campaign against Kamala, said all kind of crazy shit. She's always, Candace is always saying crazy shit. And it's just like, now things are falling apart and you probably not getting your little bag anymore if we gonna keep it a buck. That's now it's changed. An issue. Yeah, exactly. Now it's an issue. Now you can't stand behind this. Now you can't do this. Girl, how about you go take some time to find yourself and leave us the fuck alone for a while? We don't want a rebrand. We don't want anything that you have to offer. This isn't a welcome committee. This isn't a come home. This isn't any of that. You've done way too much damage and have said way too much shit that has been I can't even begin to explain how detrimental it's been to the Black community and the Black movement and moving things forward. And because racist white people can always run to people like you and mm-hmm. and who Omarosa. But you know what? Shout out Omarosa for one reason alone.
Nope.
No. Just for this one reason, because also you know how I feel about her too. But we ain't heard a lot from Omarosa. If you gonna try to make a comeback, if you will, or try to rebrand yourself, whatever you want to call it, do it quietly. That's the same thing I was saying last week about Jonathan Majors. Like, do it quietly. We don't be humble. Have some humility about yourself. Because you did some terrible shit. And just coming in like, all right, guys, love me. Girl, fuck you. That's not what this is. And that girl, fuck you, is interchangeable. Man or female. I don't care. Be humble. Have some humility about yourself. But yeah, backtracking now. Keep it. Candace, keep it. Go be somewhere quietly with your husband and your kids. Think about the shit you've done. And actually do something that's working in the right direction. Other mm-hmm. than that, shut the fuck up and keep it. Like, no, we genuinely, the Black delegation does not want you here. So, yeah, what you got on it, Fran?
And kind of like what you were saying, people, here I go again. People do deserve second chances. Fine. Whatever. At this point in time, like you said, you did do a whole lot of damage during the election cycle. So with that being said, if you're going to make that comeback, do it, like you said, quietly. And right now it's too soon, to be honest.
That part.
It's way too soon. It's too much shit happening. We don't want to hear shit about you trying to be for the people now, girl. Fuck you. I don't know what else to say about that. Unfortunately, I honestly do believe everybody has a price. And that's probably been the problem. I don't know if she's believed all the stuff that she said over the years. She was probably just getting paid handsomely to say and do some of the shit she was doing. Everybody got a price. If that's the case, girl.
I don't.
No, I don't think I got a price to do no shit like that either.
Yeah.
Because that shit is actually like detrimental to people. But if that's what you were doing, you felt like you had to do that to feed your family. Okay, I guess, whatever. But as of right now, it's too soon. Don't nobody want to see you. I know I don't want to see you. You're not welcome around these parts right now. Try again later.
Maybe not ever, to be frank.
Or, let's say, wait till the midterms, and you come out on something different. Come out, wait till midterms, come out saying the truth, saying the right thing, and stop lying to people. Especially, yeah. And I feel like people are vulnerable to listening to personalities like her. So hopefully you come out just saying some of the right stuff and then possibly, you know, ease your way into the space you need to be in. But as of right now, I am.
And baby, that's a real thin ease your way in, because we don't trust you. We do not trust you. Like, you're going to have to earn this place. That's why I said, you know, Omarosa's been doing stuff very quietly, very, you know, you see her pop up here. She's been, and I don't think Candace can do that. I genuinely, she just always has to be loud and boastful and in the spot. Yeah, like, it's just like, girl, I love the idea that you had about the midterms. Something, because, I mean, what do your words mean at this point?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I need action. I need action. Mm-hmm. Talking about, oh, I made a mistake. Girl, everybody knows you made a mistake.
Right.
Anybody with any good common sense knows you made a mistake. Like
a grave one.
An intentional mistake. Is it a, and that's the thing. Is it a mistake if it's intentional? Like,
no. I would say no, especially if it does go along the lines that everybody has a price and you know you were being paid to spread a lot of disinformation.
Right.
No. That's not a mistake. You knew full well what you were doing.
And you knew full well the consequences. Right. Mm-hmm. So
no.
In the meantime, girl is still Candace. Fuck you. That's not changed.
Chill out. I wish you the best. Trying to be, you know, second chance stuff. I don't know. At this point, it's more than that. It's not second chance no more. This is the third time this nigga done ran. So
that's what I'm saying. She's got to earn her way back into it. Like, you really finna have to show us. And then
when you saying earn back in, bitch, were you ever here?
Well, you know, they had rumors that way back when she was for the calls. Because remember, there was the story about her suing little white boy because he said something to her, he did something to her that was racist. That was a whole thing. Ooh, child, if you didn't know about that, I'm going to have to send you that. Yeah, that little bit came out, and then, like, some of her classmates was like, we don't know this person to this person. So, I don't know who she was, I don't know what changed, I don't know what happened. Does it even really matter at this point? That's really the thing. Like, you've done so much, does it even really matter at this point? Like, I, that's why I said I'm trying to be positive, but, girl, we don't want you back over here. Like, sorry.
And friend, I guess you're right. The only thing I was thinking of, since I've known her publicly, all I've seen is this version of her. So I don't know no other. I think that's it with a lot of us. We don't know no other Candace. All we know is this evil MAGA Candace.
Misinformation spreading demon. Oh. All right, y'all. So the next story, another short one that tickled me, but like, this is such a problem. And it's a problem not just in the Black community. It's bad in the Black community. But like, obviously, we know this has had a lot to do with how poorly things have been shaped as of recently, which is this performative Christianity shit. Whatever this is. I sent Atticus a video of this woman. I don't know what. I don't know Hold what on. Was going on.
Let me share it with you.
Be healed in Jesus' name. There it is.
Glory!
This is so embarrassing. y'all, ain't no way y'all telling me you believe that's real. Ain't no way. She's in there. There's no way. There's no way, y'all. There's no way. This reminds me of that video, friend. I don't know if you remember the video of the white man at the church, and it was like a big ass dude. And they had him like chained to some things, and he kept trying to break out of chain. Bah, break out of him like Jesus.
I think I do remember this. Yes. Very, very performative. All right, Incredible Hulk in Christ.
It's like y'all be like, all right, action. It's embarrassing now. It's always been embarrassing, but it is, like, the older I get, the more I look at it, I was like, did we believe this?
What about the, do you remember the one that had the sex demon, and she was casting the demon out of her coochie? You remember that one? It was probably my most bad.
The way y'all exhaust me with this is nonsense.
I love these, to be honest. This is probably like top tier funniest content on any social media platform.
And don't get me wrong. Listen, I'm not taking no shots at no Christians. Y'all know that. I've already discussed how I feel about faith. My own teeter-totter journey, my own belief. Because I'll tell anybody, love the story of Jesus Christ. It's the rest of it that's got me like, I don't like this. I don't like this. But some y'all, please. What do they call it? It's got a name now. And when I tell you Christian folk hate when people call this, what do they call it? Spiritual psychosis.
Oh, they hate when you call them, when they be saying Jesus talking to them.
Maybe it's friend. I
refuse to believe it. Because if that's the case, then he talking to all these white people, all these mega white. Teslas are a chariot of God. And if he's talking to them too, if he's talking to you and them, I don't have anything to say to you. Because
Randy ain't talking to them.
I don't know who y'all talking to, but it's not the Lord.
Jesus Christ loves Tesla.
But you look Jesus like you're in a trance.
Christ loves Tesla.
Hold on,
she
y'all.
She sung 8 different songs at one time.
She really did. No, I'm actually not going to play that. I'm not playing that at all.
Like, Jesus that was beautiful. Loves though. Me. I was like,
she really gave me mama.
Y'all be like, we're not in a cult. And then you post shit like that. That is giving cult behavior.
With the full American flag behind you on the couch. The full American flag. Full big ass flag behind you.
Like body armor.
Yes.
What is happening? What's happening?
Y'all don't like them people that be... I don't want to talk about them because they be having a good time. Y'all look like them people who be out there at the park. I think it's called LARPing, where they be having on their medieval gear and they be playing with swords and stuff. They look like they be having a good time.
They do be having a good time. I'm not gonna lie.
Want to talk because they be having fun.
That 19% of slavery genes in me be like, you know what? That looks kind of cool. I'll do it. But then I'd go out there. Be like, I want to play. All right, get her a maid outfit. What?
I always wanted to go out there dressed up as a Power Ranger and like fuck with them. But I felt like they might not think it was as fun as I would. So
I'm just scared I would go and they would dress me as something racist. All right, Hope, you're going to be Auntie Mama.
You're going to be a bed maiden. They're going to have you chained to the picnic table.
All right, Hope, you ready to play? What are we doing?
Put that away!
Slaves and masters! Slaves and masters! The fuck out of my face.
People I've seen, because you know they play it at Westgate all the time. I don't think I've ever seen any black people playing with them. But they do look like, they be having a good time. So I'm going to leave them alone.
The next story, it's not really a story. I just have a question because I was out there with the Khaled folk when we was rioting, when y'all was shooting us down left and right. God rest Breonna Taylor, Alton Sterling, who else? It was like five of them back to back. Y'all was shooting rubber bullets at us. I ain't see none of that with them. I didn't see so many videos on TikTok.
So we see what the issue was finally.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure I wasn't going crazy. Like, okay.
This is better expanded upon from this, from, I don't know if you had this on the shelf at all, this, the kid that unalived somebody. So apparently there were two kids. Okay. They were at like a game or something. There was no assigned seating and apparently it was raining and the black guy was under, he was a kid around 17, under a tent, if I'm not mistaken. And the white guy who was a twin was telling him he couldn't be up under that tent. Apparently they started arguing and the black boy was like, put your hands on me, see what happened. Apparently he put his hands on him and he might have got juked a few times. Anyway, the boy passed away. The white boy passed away. The black guy is in jail. They're trying to charge him with first degree murder. And they, keep in mind, these are kids. They're both like 17. But I do recall, what's his name? Kyle Rittenhouse traveling across state lines, like with a gun to shoot people and killing people and in the courthouse crying like a hippopotamus. And it was fine when he did that, but y'all tried to charge this other little kid who was actually defending himself with first degree murder. So yeah, that's still a developing thing, but it just shows you the difference when black people protest. You know, we get shot at with rubber bullets, tear gas, and everything else. White people protest. It's fine. Black kid defends himself. First degree murder. White kid travels across state lines with the intention to shoot people, shoot someone, kills them, and he's fine. So there's that. That's where we live.
I did not know that, but thank you for bringing that to my attention. I will definitely keep my eye out on that story. Yeah, there's clearly a very common theme here. And you're not going to play in our face anymore because we're just not stupid. We were never stupid. We always knew what it was. That's why we don't give a fuck now. And y'all are out there singing kumbaya songs with absolutely no seasoning. And you look and sound crazy. Speaking of y'all being outside looking and sounding crazy, that brings me my next story. So y'all, here's the thing. I don't know where either one of these people stood. I don't know what either one of these people's political affiliations were and or are. What I do know is whatever this woman said to this white man, this was a white woman and a white man. And let me tell you something. Anytime I see a white woman in overalls, it's giving bigot. Now I could be wrong. I am not right all the time. I'm not even close, but this white man comes up with a shirt. Says that, like, I am the violence or something crazy.
I am the weapon. Hold on, let me show y'all. Hold on real quick.
Get into it, friend, because y'all, he slapped the piss out of her. And I'm not talking about, like, y'all just have to watch. This old, because he got up there like an old man.
And did.
Everything was so slow motion, too. Like, bitch, you had enough time to move.
She was really looking at him, though, like, what you gonna do? Y'all, and he showed her. And showed her, and then stared her down after he done it.
It's giving... Is the food done yet, Samantha? Exactly. Get your ass back in the kitchen.
It's giving... I used to come home with a six-pack every day of my life after work. And use my wife as a punching bag. That's what it's giving. Okay, hopefully, maybe since we're on the computer, we can hear what she's actually saying.
Maybe so.
What has gone wrong?
And this person's gonna be okay.
So maybe she didn't say anything crazy. I don't know. Maybe she was on the good side, because the woman's follow-up response makes me think maybe she was. I don't know. I don't know.
I feel like they were all there for the same reason. Whatever. I don't know what she was saying, but she was saying something until I die. But I don't know what the rest of that words. I also don't know what type of event this was. I don't know if this was all, you know, MAGA event. That's what it looked like.
I don't know.
But when he got up there and you saw he had to balance himself on that speaker before he delivered that hook. He said, "Let me get my footing first so I don't fall down these steps." Men hitting women is not, it's not funny. But this was funny. That was funny.
It was just so slow motion to me that I just, yes. Again, I don't know. What did you think he was going to do, sis?
Everything about it, too. It was like the I am the weapon shirt, the way he stabilized himself before he did it. And then he just stood there after. Like, he's like. Like. I told you ass not to come up here.
Call the police on him. This nigga is he is unstable.
He's definitely one of those people where it's like, call them. Call the police. I'm going to whoop your ass till they get here. Or call the police if you can dial the number, bitch. That's what he looks like.
Friend, go ahead and bleep out what I'm about to say. But people like that, you got to pew, pew. Okay? They got to go. You know, you can't argue with people like that. You got to put them to sleep.
You really can't. Because they dangerous. That's the original. People say crash out. That's the original of what a crash out was.
Speaking of crashing out. Ain't scared of no authority. This story brings joy to my heart. I love a little violence, bitch. And I am for, in the words of my fave, sometimes you got to pop out show niggas. Okay? Sometimes. Everybody is like, violence isn't the answer. Actually, sometimes violence is the only answer. While he's working on that, I'm gonna give y'all the rundown of essentially what happens. Apparently, whoever this other girl is an interviewer, and she's like nutcase right-wing conservative, and she likes to fuck with people. What she didn't know was that she was going to go to talk to a lady today who was from the Bronx, okay? BX, stand up and fuck around and find out, because she starts gaslighting her basically, and you can obviously tell what this young lady, I believe her name is Brianna Rivers, Free Brianna, okay? Mm-hmm. But you clearly understand what she's trying to say, the point she's trying to make. Basically, you understand what she's saying. You know, and maybe she did have a snarky way of saying it, but sometimes that's what it takes. Like, she didn't say anything wrong. Basically, exactly what she said was like, you know, does it matter what happens to them when they go into the system? Which is very true. How many stories have we heard of kids being raped, beaten, killed, and everything else once they get into the foster care system?
I don't think she had even a snarky way of saying anything, to be honest. I think she was saying it. She was delivering it the best way she could. And you understood through context, through how she was speaking, you understood what she was saying. So you purposely sat up there and twisted around her words. You mm-hmm. gaslit her, tried to make her look stupid. And she popped you in the upside your eyebrow real quick. And like looking at it.
Rage it was baiting.
Like, yes. It was like such an innate thing to like you felt her when she did it. You felt it. It was like you trying to talk to somebody, just keep on talking, you're like, bitch, stop. Like she didn't even mean to. It just kinda happened.
It was just so funny because it was like it was that moment. Where you saw it click in her before she did it. Like, it's a split second if you watch, you realize she's like, oh, this bitch has got me fucked up. Like,
yes.
And y'all, listen, I have said this before on the show, and we crack the joke all the time about Magneto being right and what all that comes with. When we talk about like the Haitian Revolution, how did that take place? Then black folks started fighting back.
Violence.
Y'all, kumbaya shit works sometimes. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that it doesn't work. I'm not saying, you know, it never works. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that in certain cases, especially in days and times like today where people have gotten emboldened to do and say crazy shit, sometimes you really have to pop out and show niggas. And you got to check up.
I feel like it only works on people that are willing to listen, to be honest. If you're if they're not willing to listen or they don't want to see what you're saying, I feel like sometimes you just gotta be the bully ass. And that's what happened.
Saying I'm an effing idiot. That's so mean. But I think that you did.
Point of view it's very obstructed, and I think that you just don't understand the magnitude of having a child.
Yeah, well, I'm not the one who admitted they would be okay with killing babies in foster care and killing children that have been abused.
That's not the point. What I'm saying is really.
Clocked.
You deserve that. I'm
sorry. Really did.
You deserve that.
No one can feel bad for you. essentially, y'all, long story short, this is what the girl does. She's like speaking of Candace Owens, she's like a baby Candace Owens type. And you was just harassing this girl. And the girl was the thing about it, and Atticus just touched on it, and what he said was so true. Like, these people aren't trying to even attempt to listen. Like, are we not living in the same place? What I need to like not even being funny. Like, what rent is like 40% of people's income. Okay, groceries,
if not more,
groceries are creeping up. Car notes are insane. Car insurance is insane. You know, cell phones are pretty cheap nowadays. Internet, depending on what you do, is reasonably okay. But it's not too many things like that. Like, everything is incredibly high, mm-hmm. right? And I say all that to say, let me circle it back around. People aren't going to stop fucking. Like, sex is one of the few joys that we have in life, right?
It's not logical to say, we'll stop having sex then. Bitch. Do you want people to get hit in the face like you did every day, every 5 seconds? Because that's what's going to happen if people stop having sex.
It's human nature. Sex is human nature. Like that, all creatures do it.
Like, all creatures do it.
So that's not logical. So there are people who do everything in their power to prevent pregnancy, too. There are people who... they accident, you know, like birth control stops working. There's matter of fact, on certain antibiotics, they have like a chemical reaction to the birth control, certain birth controls, and they make them null and void.
Wow.
So you get a toothache or some shit or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Just, it could mm-hmm. be anything. And also, and I don't know if we talked about this on the last episode or if it was just me and you talking in general, but like, it may have been me and you talking in general, but like, a lot of abortions are like medical. All abortions, yes. matter of fact, are medical procedures. But some of them are like, actually, like, it's not, I'm trying to terminate a pregnancy because I don't want to have a baby. It's, if I don't terminate this pregnancy, I'm going to die. Or there the baby know. May come, you know, it's so many variables, so many different things. Like, people and really then, don't be fucking thinking. And again, it's one of those things where I don't understand what people don't understand.
And the last part about it is like, it's not any of your business.
Hello.
Who cares? To be honest, who cares if somebody is going to get an abortion? Would you rather abort the baby or have the baby come into a real fucked up situation where the parents can't take care of it?
Right.
Right. Like, I mean, it's not hurting you at all for them to get an abortion. It doesn't hurt you. If you're worried about tax dollars, Go look at the Pentagon. Go worry about what they spend the money on. Go worry about what the president and all of these other people are spending money on. Like, the people that we've actually elected, go worry about what they're spending money on. Don't worry about stuff like somebody's personal health care. That's weird. There's 100 million babies. Girl, the babies ain't got nothing to do with you. They have absolutely nothing to do with you.
And also, y'all love to protect babies until they get here. Ain't y'all the same people trying to get rid of school lunch? Ain't y'all the same people trying to get rid of food stamps? Ain't y'all the same people that's trying to get rid of welfare? Let's say I don't want to have kids because I can't afford to have kids, but you force me to have kids. Now that I have kids, how am I going to take care of these kids?
Y'all trying to get rid of the Department of Education. Y'all want us to have some dumb, hungry ass babies.
Like the math. Quickly, where is it at? It's not math. Like,
I don't know where it's at. You just want them in church. To be slowed in a motherfucker so they can listen to everything you say.
You want robots. You want machines. You want robots. You want
work in your factories.
Come on. I mean, he already told y'all what he wanted. Anyways, child. Y'all be stupid if you want to.
But girl, I don't know what to tell you. Girl, go get that abortion if you want to.
Like, at the end of the day, and it's not, and a lot of women who have to make that decision, it's not an easy decision for them to have to make. You know what I'm saying? Like, there is some emotion behind it. Like, I just, y'all really be saying and doing stupid shit. And
this should. But I could die. Me and the baby could go away. So then what?
And I already have other kids. I have one or two other kids. I can't leave my other child here for this child that does not exist yet. Anyways.
Y'all say it like it's just a super light situation. I don't think I can't have babies, but I feel like there's a bit of emotion that's quite heavy when it goes into making a decision like that. I don't think people are just doing it mindlessly. So
exactly.
And if they are, mind your goddamn business.
That's what it comes down to. Because y'all will not mind your business about the shit that should not matter, but there's homeless people in the street.
There you go.
Veterans, because God bless America, they're homeless right now in the streets.
And girl, you barely out here paying taxes. Or you're part of the church and you ain't paying no taxes at all, worried about where tax dollars is going. Girl, fuck you.
Or you one of them dumb asses that's suffering like the rest of us, but you so damn engulfed in your own hatred and bigotry that you have no sense of reality and understand that this is affecting you just as much as it is everyone else. And you're worried about the wrong shit. Girl, fuck you.
And you love feeling superior. There's a lot of that too.
Hello. Hello. So,
yeah. Girl, go to hell.
But that's it for Top Shelf, y'all. In other words, just sometimes you gotta knock people the hell out.
The White Refrigerator. Anywho, the question was, so like, what do you personally find more difficult? Is it like, do you find getting the motivation to start something more difficult, or like the inspiration to stay going more difficult? Does that make sense? Like, which one do you feel like is personally more difficult for you?
For me, it's absolutely motivation. I am a true creative, like quarter-core. So like, being inspired and just creating something original has never been hard for me to do. I'm always thinking, maybe overthinking. And I feel like maybe even that overthinking leads to me being in, you know,
kills the motivation.
Yeah, like unable to produce because I'm all over the place. So yeah, I definitely find myself lacking motivation. I've never really had an issue with being inspired. What about you, friend?
I guess it kind of depends on how you think. So I feel like motivation is what starts the action.
The catalyst.
So the catalyst, or motivation is like the engine, and inspiration is like the gas to kind of keep you going. To be honest, I don't know if I have a problem with one of them specifically, because when they come around, it's like, oh shit, I'm on top of the world, I'm getting shit done. But it's To be honest, friend, I feel like at some point in time, a lot of the times, I'll lose both. Both the motivation to keep going and like the inspiration. So like you were saying, inspiration can come from any little place. And the world is a beautiful place, even though a lot of fucked up shit is happening. It's easy, I feel like, to get inspired.
Yeah. Yeah.
But hard, if it's not hard to start, it's hard to keep going.
Yeah, for sure. The maintaining part is the hard part.
Yes. And I wonder sometimes, for me especially, if like the motivation, if the inspiration dies because there's like nothing deeper attached to it. You get what I'm saying? Because even if you think about like the great people in the world, all the people that we talked about during Black History Month, when we read their bios, all of these people had stories or reasons why they were doing the things they were doing or why they had created the thing that they had created. Like, I feel like it might have been a little bit easier for them to stay inspired because they didn't have education. So, bitch, I'm finna go get my education somewhere and make me a school so other people have education. But this is like this is the thing that's keeping me going because I want other people. I'm creating a greater change, a change that's greater than myself. So I don't know. I feel like if I'm missing the deeper meaning, then how am I supposed to keep going?
So I want to kind of go off of something that you just said. I also feel like the people from that era were not as distracted as we are. We are in a very easily distracted generation. You know, it's easy to be motivated when you don't have something distracting you. Like, you can just focus and hone in.
I didn't think about that.
We are easily distracted and we have a lot of things that can distract us. So I think as far as like being a little more inspired or to be deeply inspired, I don't know how much of a relevance that actually makes, just for the simple reason that I feel like motivation is more superior than being inspired. And I only say that because if you're motivated and you keep going, you will find inspiration, but not vice versa. So if you're, you can be inspired, but if you're not motivated, it doesn't do anything. It just sits there. Mm-hmm. And eventually it'll just run out and dry out because there's no motivation to pull you forward. So you're looking at this, you're like at the bottom of a cliff admiring the sunset when you could just go a little bit further up and see how beautiful it actually is. But because you don't have that want or drive to do so, then it's just like, okay, well, I'll settle. So I feel like
there's, you better be in here preaching.
I'm not really, but like I feel like there's an element of like distraction, discipline is a part of being distracted, like knowing, hey, I just need to keep going, like I don't want to keep going, but I need to keep going, and understanding that things will like always work themselves out. Like, I'm delusional enough to believe that, so it's like if you keep pushing yourself, eventually what it is that you're missing will find you because you're actually looking for it.
That's true. And I kind of want to go back to you saying like we're distracted. And I was just thinking about all the time I started to do something and I get overwhelmed with it. And then I start idling. I don't know if that's just a me thing. And I was just like, okay. TikTok. Yes, and next thing I know, it's been an hour, and I ain't done shit that I said I was about to do because I got distracted. But also because I became overwhelmed. So maybe it is something to kind of keep set realistic expectations about what it is that you're working towards, so you can avoid that type of burnout or idling. That's something I'm gonna start doing now.
Burnout is a very real thing. Burnout will have you reconsidering everything. I was burnt out with photography, and I was using other reasons to justify, like, my bad habits, like selling cameras and doing this and this not being enough and that not being enough. And it's like, oh, girl, you can shoot with anything. You did a whole series on your fucking phone. That is not the issue. You're the issue. And it's just like, when you hit that place of burnout, something you love isn't fun anymore. So it's also good. There is a difference between, like, moving forward and, how do I want to word this? It's a difference between overworking and moving forward. I think a lot of the times we get the two mixed up, and we're like, oh my God, I gotta just go. And it's like, okay, but you haven't rested. Like, you haven't used your brain and given yourself a new fresh set of eyes and thoughts and ways to perceive and understand. And that's another reason you don't feel motivated or inspired either, because now it feels like a chore or a task. And it's not fun anymore because you've taken the fun out of it. And it's like, rest, look and come back to it later. They tell you that all the time, you know, in painting, really any creative type of media, when shit stop making sense.
Stop.
Yeah. Like, okay, let me chill out. And then when you come back to it, even writing, they teach you that, you know, like, that's why they tell you have so many drafts, Tyler Perry.
You ain't even have to throw him in there. See, look at you.
It's like,
listen, he might write everything by himself, but he paying them people good.
It's not enough.
He's not paying enough. Them good to.
And my Kendrick Lamar voice is not enough. But yeah, that's why you have so many drafts, and you go back and you revisit things, because it's like, okay, I need to rest. I need to rest so I can actually have an authentic motivation, not just this workaholic push, chug and put whatever out, because that's also shorthanding yourself. Like, you know, you're better than this. Why are you taking the easy way out?
I feel like there are different types of motivation, or maybe not different types, but different sources. I feel like you can be motivated, one, by a consequence, or you're trying to prevent something from happening. I feel like that's a strong motivator, honestly, but I also don't necessarily feel like that's one that's sustainable. But then again, this whole thing kind of got me thinking, is any type of motivation, any one type, truly sustainable? Because think about going to the gym, for instance. You go to the gym, you got your gym playlist, and you get there and you in it. But then by the third song, you like, okay, this ain't really doing it for me. In my case, I'm like, okay, I don't want to hear the bad bitch music right now. That's not doing it for me. And it might be something else, like it might be a fucking Mary J. Blige, Summer Walker, Hurt music type of playlist that might motivate me to push harder that day. And I'm not sure why, but I feel like variety might be like a way to kind of keep it alive.
For sure.
In a way.
Yeah.
Instead of just like relying on that same thing, because I think people, for the most part, unless you're one of those people who don't have like inner dialogue and it's just like completely mute up there, I feel like the most of us enjoy some type of variety, and we're not super 100% routine based people. Like, some shit has to change.
Yeah.
But that's just my opinion. But inspiration for me, honestly, had never really been super difficult to obtain. Motivation just kind of comes and goes sometimes.
Motivation is definitely my biggest issue. I again, honestly say that, like, I lack discipline. So, like, lacking, I feel like those two things go hand in hand, because sometimes you do not always have the inspiration. And so when you don't have that inspiration, you're not motivated. That's where discipline comes in. Discipline pushes you when there's nothing else to do so.
True. Lord knows I ain't got that. I think that's harder to learn as an adult, if you ask me.
Very much so. I think that may be like one of the hardest things to learn to do as an adult. If you were not like brought up in it, or like it's just been always a part of your routine, then it things start getting a little difficult, because it's like in your mind, you're like, well, I don't want to do this. And I'm an adult. I'm grown. I don't have to do this if I don't want to do this. But it's just
bitch,
like,
I can sit in my bed and eat Lucky Charms all day.
Right. I have free will. But then it's like, but this is the thing that's killing you too. So like, you have free will, but do you have common sense? Because common sense will tell you that you know better. Then you'd be talking to yourself crazy. Like, you stupid bitch, don't tell me.
That's true. That is 100% true. I don't think motivation is purely external. I think there's the internal part of it that has to do with like your health as well. And when I say your health, like hormones play a really big factor in how we act, whether you want to believe that or not. Like, are your hormones okay? Do you have the vitamins you need? Bitch, you getting your sunlight?
Yeah.
Are you moving? Like, those types of things definitely play a role, because I do notice when I've done been without the sun for a few days, when it's been raining, bitch, you talking about somebody want to stay in the bed. I ain't got motivation to do nothing or talk to nobody. I just want to not exist. I don't mean it that way. Anybody take it. I don't want to be a part of nothing. I just want to be left alone.
Here come the bunnies.
But when the sun is out, I don't know. I feel like Superman most of the time. But other than that, bitch, I don't be wanting to work. I don't want to talk to nobody. I got an attitude. So I feel like the health plays a really big factor in that as well. Me and so.
I mean, that's where the mental health portion of it comes in. That's why you hear people talk about things like seasonal depression, like when wintertime hits and they fall in that funk. Because it is, it's like, I feel like something that I need is missing. And that plays a huge factor.
Yes. But that's about all I got on this specific topic. I might have to revisit it. I'm going to try some new shit and see if I can revisit it. But the goal is truly to try and stay motivated and get some. we'll see about the discipline part. We'll see. I'm trying. And all you can do is try, right?
That's it. That's really it.
That's all you can do. But anywho, child, do you have anything left to say to the people?
Just remember, it's okay to knock bitches out. Sometimes you got to.
Yes.
Violence is the answer.
Magneto was right. Magneto and we're starting to see that more and more. That he knew what was going on. The only thing I want to say is I appreciate everybody again who's been listening or watching. And appreciate y'all for being like, you know, giving us space to grow. We're going to continue to grow things and change things up. So things may be a little bit different every once in a while, but we're just kind of growing into it. So thank you for being around.
Thank you for being a friend. Whoa. All right, y'all.
Talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.